Freddie was a camel. And he married her. I went and saw them today.
Sooner.
She just turned 18.
Nah. I don't know what relation him, but he's kind of sick. I think he gets a polio, I think, got him. But he works on the watches.
Yeah.
That's the Regan of him.
Regan?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this county is what they call it?
Randolph.
Okay. And you were back and forth between Randolph and then down below here, Bluffton is in.
Clay County.
Right. Okay. Now this town here is the county is the what Randolph? Isn't this where the seat of the government is? You know where they have all the. Is this where you have to come and pay your taxes and things like that?
Yes, pay taxes up there at the court house.
So, did you ever? Who did you work for? Can you tell me during you know different work experiences that you had?
During my coming up?
Yes.
Coming up from a child on up, I was raised on the Compton place. Well, it's about 5 miles. It was about 5 miles beyond. Yeah, like going on towards old, they call Brookville. When I left there, I went to Florida and I stayed a month to see my brother.
Your brother lived in Florida?
He lived in Florida. And I didn't like town there. The town was too fast for me. And I didn't like it. And stay sick all the time, you know, most until I come back. When I come back, I married. And I went down there, I stayed down there at the Bluffton. 7 years when I went to the first man I went to, and I sat down there with Mr. Wesley Harris.
Yeah. Wesley Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife was from
Bluffton. That's why I met her at Bluffton. And then I worked with Mr. Will. I worked with him 7 years. And then when I left there, I moved up here.
Uh-huh.
Out in the country on Ms. Rosa Hathaway's place. And I stayed there 40 years.
Good, yeah.
I moved up here.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't stay with her exactly, you know, many years because I stayed there on the place 40 years. About half of them years I stayed with her. And the other years I stayed with the Bergen Lumber Company.
You work for Bergen?
Sure did. Long till I got till I retired and then the my boy worked I think a year or two you know after that and then told me it'd be better for me to just let him go and set that and pine you know and any amount of land that I want around the house there you know to make a living wouldn't be no charge of nothing and so they just give me a good outlet around the house there to make something for myself, make a living.
Uh-huh.
But I reckon I'd have been out there now providing if the house had been any good, but it wasn't no good.